From Hollywood, Camel Cigarettes presents The Screen Guild Player. Our stars, Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy. Our play, Sweetheart. Our sponsor, Camel Cigarettes.
Experience is the best teacher.
Try a Camel. Let your own experience tell you why more people are smoking Camels than ever before. Tea for taste and tea for throat. That's your tea zone, the place where you judge any cigarette. If you want a Camel smoker now, just try a Camel on your tea zone. See how Camel's rich, full flavor hits the spot with your taste. How Camel's cool, cool mildness registers with your throat. Tonight, the makers of Camel Cigarettes present the Screen Guild Players in Victor Herbert's immortal operetta, Sweetheart. With Hollywood's most beloved singing sweethearts in the roles they made so famous on the screen. Jeanette MacDonald as Gwen Marlowe and Nelson Eddy as Ernest Lane. The Camel Screen Guild Players in Sweetheart. For 6 years, they've been the biggest hit on Broadway. And Felix Lehman, their producer, has grown fat with profits and lean with worry. For 6 years, he has tried to tell himself...
So what? Suppose I haven't got a contract with them. What can Hollywood offer that Broadway can't?
And for 6 years, Norman Trumpet has had the answer.
Hollywood is the natural fulfillment of Broadway. My studio wants them, my studio needs them, and someday my studio is going to get them.
How do Gwen and Ernest feel? Well, mostly tired. 6 years without missing a single performance. 6 years of boisterous, adoring crowds. 6 years of discipline imposed by Kay Jordan, who acts as secretary for both. Tonight, for example, walking in on Gwen.
Oh, no, you don't. Not a single chocolate. You're half a pound overweight right now.
And a few minutes later, in Ernest's room.
Oh, no, you don't either. You put down that pipe until the show is over. Well, yesterday I heard you cough twice.
6 years of slavery. 6 years of success. 6 years of something that doesn't change. After each performance, a little note is slipped under Gwen's dressing room door. A little note unsigned. There was one tonight.
6 years, it would like 6 minutes. 6 minutes without you are like 6 years.
And one last night?
Whenever anyone asks you what I'm doing... just tell them I'm thinking about you.
And the night before?
All the world's asleep but us. But we are the ones that are dreaming.
After every performance, matinees included. And Gwen has saved every one of them. There's no doubt about it. Gwen's in love. And now she looks up happily at a familiar knock.
Good evening, Miss Marlowe. Remember me?
Oh, yes, Mr. Lane. The man in gray. Some 6 years ago, wasn't it?
6 years ago tonight. My suit's lasted pretty well, hasn't it?
Beautifully. Mine has too, remember? The something in blue.
Ah, you both get prettier every year.
You'd better come in if you're going to get personal. The hair.
Now, do you mind if I kiss my wife?
I'd love it.
6 years ago tonight, Mrs. Lane.
Yes, 6 years. Speaking of way after the show opens. Such a funny way to get married.
Very good way. In fact, I'll never get married any other way.
Neither will I. Oh, darling. Darling.
Any changes you'd like made, Mrs. Lane?
Mm-hmm. Quite a big one, Mr. Lane.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. But I don't see you enough to tell you about it.
Well, tell me now.
That's what it is. We don't see enough of each other.
You certainly don't. And we're going to fix that. Starting tonight.
Starting tonight. Where are we going?
Well, where do we go every year?
To our own little table at
Angelo's.
And just think of it, we'll be let alone.
And nobody will ask us to sing.
No, and there won't be crowds of moonstruck women climbing all over you for autographs.
And no orchestra playing the hits from Sweetheart.
And we'll be alone.
And we'll be together.
Oh, it'll be so peaceful.
So quiet.
Kiddies, I've got the grandest idea in the... Where are you going?
Out.
I'm going out, too. Good night, Billy.
But, children, you can't. You can't go out this way. You're supposed to come to the party.
What party?
My party. Just a little table at the Mirabeau.
Sorry, old man. We've got another date.
But thanks for asking us. Good night.
But you can't run out. You've got to come. We've been planning it for weeks, for months.
Not tonight, Felix. I'm putting my foot down.
And I'm putting my foot down, too.
Well, you don't have to put your feet down on my heart.
Oh, Felix, don't talk like that.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just the disappointment. Don't you mind. Just forget about me.
Oh, darling, we could never forget you.
Oh, go ahead. Don't think of us. Just turn your back on the few old friends who wanted to share your happiness.
Now, just a minute. We never turned a back on an old friend in our lives.
And you needn't think we're going to start tonight. Where'd you say that party was?
The, Mirabeau.
Just a few old friends.
Oh, that's all. Just a few old friends, more or less.
Darling, just wait till I get my hands on Felix.
Yeah, me too. Just a few old friends.
A couple of hundred I've never even met.
And of course, there just happens to be a broadcast.
Nothing much. Just a little coast-to-coast hookup.
And all the chorus here from the show, and the press, and the cameraman. I'm going to break his neck.
Too bad you can't do it before he gets to that microphone.
Yeah, I wonder what he'll say, as if I didn't know.
Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, I wish you could be here with us tonight at the Hotel Mirabeau, where we're celebrating the 6th wedding anniversary of Gwen Marlowe and Ernest Lane. That's all we're doing, of course. This is no publicity stunt. Why, I'm not even going to mention Sweethearts, the show they're starring in at the Melody Theater. We're not here to talk about Sweethearts. By the way, Sweethearts has broken all records, playing to capacity every night for 6 years, matinees Wednesday and Saturday. No, we're here tonight just to forget Sweethearts and have a good time.
Gwen, what's that show we're here to forget?
Darling, I've never even heard of Sweethearts.
That's why we're here, to eat and dance and maybe hear a few songs.
Uh-oh, here we go.
That'll be a nice change for us.
Which reminds me, our two stars have asked particularly to sing for you. And since they're so anxious, I'd better not keep them waiting. Ah, yes, here they are. They're coming up to the microphone now. And I believe they're going to sing Pretty as a Picture. Gwen, Ernest, the microphone is yours.
You know what I'd like to do?
What?
I'd like to...
sing, of course.
You're pretty as a picture. Darling, you're a dream. Who could change a picture?
What you say is clever and unique. 100 million times a day, a million others speak the same old line. Oh, breathes there a man with soul so dead, who never ever took her hand and to his girlfriend said,
you're pretty as a beetle, darling, you're a dream.
drop of an eyelid.
I could kill Felix for doing that to us.
Killing's too good for him. We ought to put him through our routine for a year. Radio, publicity stunts, charity dinners.
Yeah, performance every night.
Matinees, Wednesdays, Saturdays, and holidays. Oh, darling, why do we do it?
For dear old Felix.
Well, isn't it time we thought of ourselves? That Mr. Trumpet was at the party tonight. You know, from Hollywood.
I know. He mentioned that his offer's still good.
Wouldn't it be wonderful? He said you don't have to be on the set until noon.
And you're through by three.
And you have your evenings all to yourself.
And the climate's terrific. It never rains.
Well, practically never. And everyone has his own orange farm.
Yeah, yeah. You can go out in the backyard and chop down your own fruit tree.
Ernest, why don't we? Let's tell Trumpet we'll sign his contract.
I did. Tonight.
Oh, darling, you're wonderful.
Now all we have to do is break it to Felix.
I did. Tonight.
Darling, you're wonderful. Oh, California, here we come.
Well, the sentiment's right, but the theme's wrong.
Got anything better, Mrs. Lane?
I think so.
I could really go for that.
California?
No, the cricket. Come on, let's cut some more, huh?
While the cricket on the hearth goes chirp, chirp, chirp. While the cricket on the hearth
in just a moment, you will hear Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald in Act Two of Sweetheart. It was a brilliant September night in 1913 when the new Victor Herbert smash hit Sweetheart opened on Broadway. The audience of First Nighters was enchanted by the Victor Herbert melody, and the passage of time has not dimmed the charm of this stirring music. More people know and sing Victor Herbert songs now than did in the days when they were new. Yes, you know, good things have a habit of gaining in popularity. Take Camel cigarettes. Always a great favorite. Camels are more popular than ever. In fact, more people are smoking Camels than ever before. Why? Well, smokers learned a great deal about cigarettes during the wartime cigarette shortage. Because they couldn't always get their favorite cigarette brand, they smoked whatever they could get. Yes, smoked and compared many different brands. That experience taught so many people that for rich, full flavor and for cool, cool mildness, Camels stand out from all the others. Yes, millions of smokers have found Camels suit them best. Experience is the best teacher. Try a Camel yourself. And don't forget, a carton of Camels is one of the merriest ways of saying Merry Christmas. Camels come in special gay Christmas cartons, with a space right on the carton for you to write your personal Christmas greeting. Camel Camel Cigarettes now presents the Screen Guild players in Act Two of Sweetheart, starring Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald. Well, the unbelievable has happened. Ernest and Glenn are leaving the show, and Felix Lehman's gold mine will soon run dry. Only one more performance to go, and Felix is in gloomy conference with Leo Crump, who happens to be the author of Sweetheart.
Oh, it's no use, Leo. I tried every trick I know. They mean it this time. That's the end of Sweetheart.
It isn't fair. What will become of me?
You'll probably have to go to work.
You mean there's no hope? They've signed the contract?
Oh, they don't have to worry about contracts. They're the greatest team any producer ever had. That's why Hollywood wants them.
Hollywood wants them. As a team, yes. But suppose they were not a team?
Sure, and suppose they couldn't sing.
But what if they were separated?
Well, we might have a chance. How can you separate two people so much in love?
That's the whole idea. I have a play, a great unproduced drama. It cannot be wrong.
What are you talking about?
It is founded on a universal truth. A woman in love can always be made to believe she has a rival. You say these two are so much in love?
Now, what else would you call it when he slides notes under her door all the time?
Notes? What do they say, these notes?
Ah, how should I know? They're love notes, I guess. Gwen keeps everyone he ever wrote. They're locked up in her dressing room.
In a dressing room?
Ah!
Felix, my friend, your worries are over. The day is saved. It is Leo Crump who promises this. Marlowe and Lane will not go to Hollywood.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for their final radio appearance in New York, until next week when the Sweetheart Hour will originate from Hollywood, Gwen Marlowe and Ernest Lane bring you one of their best-loved duets. And here they are now, the sweethearts of the Sweetheart Hour, sing Every Lover Must Meet His Fate.
Every lover.
Leo Crump is here.
deal.
He says it's important.
Okay, not now. With all I've got to do.
Ah, Quinn, my dear, I came right up. I didn't want to keep you waiting.
Oh, that's what I like about you, Cleo. You're so thoughtful.
Oh, if you'll excuse me. Got a lot of things to do.
Gwen, I have great news for you.
For me?
For you. I've written a play, a magnificent play, and I'm going to read it to you.
Oh, no, Leo. I mean, not now. I've so many things to do. I haven't packed.
Oh, you can go on packing. I read it loud.
Oh, but Leo,
you see, you are in your room, and your husband enters, and he says, as you know, my dear, we have been married a long time. And you say, does it seem so long to you?
I'm sorry,
his shoes. And he says that 6 years with you are like 6 minutes. 6 minutes without you are like 6 years.
Oh, these shoes are so hard to pass. What did he say?
6 years with you are like 6 minutes. 6 minutes without you are like 6 years. That's charming, isn't it?
Yes, very charming. Did you make it up yourself?
No, not exactly. And then you say, oh, Cyril, are you really happy with me? And he says,
I'm just curious about that line. It's so sort of special, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it is special. It was a note written by a man very much in love. I just borrowed it.
Really? Who is he, Leo?
Oh, I know only the lady in the case, and I cannot betray her confidence. You see, the man is married.
Oh, so he's married.
Yes, one of those very sad stories. He's been writing notes like that for years.
You mean the girl showed you other notes from him?
Oh, she has hundreds. She writes one every day. I have several of them in my play. For example, here on page 27. Whenever anyone asks what I am doing, just tell them I'm thinking about you.
Oh.
And here's another, page 81. All the world's asleep but us, but we are the ones who are dreaming.
Oh, please, Leo, please. I can't stand anymore. I mean, not now. I've got so much on my mind. Perhaps some other time.
Oh, I understand, my dear. It's a day of confusion. But it is Leo Kahn who promises I will dedicate my play to you. Good afternoon.
Oh, Ernest. Oh, Ernest, how could you?
Variety today, Lane and Marlowe are split.
Winchell says they split right on 12:30 and that Hollywood deal is off, too.
Yeah, Felix is sending sweethearts on tour. Two companies.
One of them in each and going in different directions. What's it all about?
I guess that's what Lane would like to know. Says his wife won't even talk to him.
Well, it's tough on them, but it's a break for Felix. Boy, will those road companies clean up?
Chicago, Topeka, Duluth, Sioux City, new house records every city we played. Why, Miss Marlowe, that ought to make you feel mighty good.
Yes, wonderful.
Pittsburgh, Wheeling, Cincinnati, Columbus, standing room only in every town. Mr. Lane, you must be a pretty happy guy.
Yeah, overjoyed.
You know, Gwen, it's rather strange the way you grab for that copy of Variety every week. You never had time to read it in New York.
Well, I've got more time now. And I'd like to know what other road companies are doing.
Yes. Where is Ernest this week?
I wasn't reading about Ernest. I was just looking at the... Oh, Leo Kahn's new play opened in New York.
What sort of notice did it get?
It says, this turkey dishes out the nutty idea that any femme in love will believe hubby has another girlfriend. What plot there is concerns how dopey wife is made...
...to believe that husband is playing out of bounds. Minor character steals love letters husband has written and plants them so that wife is convinced spouse is two times...
...another woman. Wife is screwy enough to fall for this trite, but audience is not, and... Okay. Hey, I must have been crazy.
Come again?
The phone. Where's that phone? Hello, hello. Operator, I'm in long distance.
Hello, operator. I'm in long distance.
Oh, it can't be busy, operator. It can't. Try again.
But you can't. It can't be busy. Keep on trying, will you?
Hello?
Hello. Oh, John, I was reading about Leo's
plane.
Oh,
sweetheart.
Liverpool,
stars Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy will be back at the Camel Screen Guild microphone in just a few moments. A good doctor has to be a man of good judgment. Well, good judgment applies to pleasures as well as to the big, important decisions of life, you know. And more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette, according to a nationwide survey. Yes, three leading independent research organizations discovered this when they made a nationwide survey of doctors' cigarette preferences. They asked 113,597 doctors, doctors practicing in every state of the Union, what cigarettes they smoked. The brand named most was Camel. Yes, millions of smokers find that Camel suits their T-zones to a T. T for taste and T for throat. Try a Camel. And now our evening wouldn't be complete without a word of thanks to our two gracious stars who took time from their Christmas shopping to give us such a delightful half hour.
Well, that's not very much to give, considering how much this program does for the Motion Picture Relief Fund in its country house.
That's right, Jeanette. The fund gets all the proceeds from this show. And that's one reason why we're always happy to appear with the Camel Screen Guild players.
The other reason, of course, being that Christmas is the traditional time for remembering friends with gifts. But the makers of Camels remember the men in servicemen's hospitals every week throughout the year with gifts of free Camels.
This week, free Camels go to U.S. Army Station Hospital, Fort Ord, California, National Naval Medical Center, Bethesda, Maryland, and Veterans Hospital, Tucson, Arizona.
Your free smokes are on the way, boys. Happy smoking.
And a Merry Christmas. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget, Monday night is always a brilliant event in the Camel Screen Guild Theater. Hollywood's greatest stars in Hollywood's greatest stories. Next Monday night, our annual treat for every kid in the family from 6 to 60. Walt Disney's charming and hilarious story, Pinocchio. And a delightful radio version starring Fanny Bryce as the one and only Baby Snooks and Hanley Stafford, of course, as her daddy. It's a real Christmas joy. Be sure to listen. Sweetheart was directed by Bill Lawrence, adapted by Harry Cronman, with orchestra under the direction of Wilbur Hatch. Was presented through the courtesy of Ella Herbert Bartlett and also Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Cass Timberlake. Jeanette MacDonald is soon to be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production of Three Daring Daughters. Listen to Vaughn Monroe with Colonel Stupnagel and their guests, the Delta Rhythm Boys, on the air for Camels every Saturday night over most of these CBS stations. This is Michael Roy in Hollywood saying good night and won't you have a Camel? This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.